ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ. ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 7 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 9 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 33. ತಸ್ಯ ಏವ ತೇ ವಪುಃ ಇದಂ ನಿಜಕಾಲಶಕ್ತ್ಯ ಸಂಚೋದಿತ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಧರ್ಮಣಃ ಆತ್ಮಗೂಢಂ ಅಂಬಸಿ ಅನಂತಶಯನಾತ್ ವಿರಮತ್ ಸಮಾಧೇ ನಾಭೇಹೇ ಸಮಾಧಿ ನಾಭೆ ಅಭೂತ್ ಸ್ವಾಕಣಿಕ ವಟವಟ್ ಮಹಾ ಅಬ್ಜಂ ತಸ್ಯೈವ ತೇ ವಪುರ್ ಇದಂ ನಿಜ ಕಾಲ ಶಕ್ತ್ಯ ಸಂಚೋದಿತ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಧರ್ಮಣ ಆತ್ಮಗೂಢಂ ಅಂಬಸಿ ಅನಂತ ಶಯನಾತ್ ವಿರಮತ್ ಸಮಾಧೇರ್ ನಾಭೇರ್ ಅಭೂತ್ ಸ್ವಕಣಿಕ ವಟವನ್ ಮಹಾಬ್ಜಂ ತಸ್ಯೈವ ತೇ ವಪುರಿದಂ ನಿಜ ಕಾಲ ಶಕ್ತ್ಯ ಸಂಚೋದಿತ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಧರ್ಮಣ ಆತ್ಮಗೂಢಂ ಅಂಬಸಿ ಅನಂತ ಶಯನಾತ್ ವಿರಮತ್ ಸಮಾಧೇ ನಾಭೇರ್ ಅಭೂತ್ ಸ್ವಕಣಿಕ ವತವನ್ ಮಹಾಬ್ಜಂ ತಸ್ಯೈವ ತೇ ವಪುರಿದಂ ನಿಜ ಕಾಲ ಶಕ್ತ್ಯ ಸಂಚೋದಿತ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಧರ್ಮಣ ಆತ್ಮಗೂಢಂ ಅಂಬಸಿ ಅನಂತ ಶಯನಾತ್ ವಿರಮತ್ ಸಮಾಧೇ ನಾಭೇರ್ ಅಭೂತ್ ಸ್ವಕಣಿಕ ವಟವನ್ ಮಹಾಬ್ಜಂ tasya, of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eva, certainly. Te, of you. Vapuhu, the cosmic body. Idam, this universe. Nijakala Shaktya, by the potent time factor. Sanchodita, agitated. Prakriti Dharmanaha, of him, by whom the three gunas are qualities of material nature. Atmagudam, dormant in yourself. Ambasi, in the water known as the causal ocean. Ananta Shayanat, from the bed known as Ananta, another feature of yourself. Viramat Samadhe, having awakened from the Samadhi, yogic trance. Nabeh, from the navel. Abhut, appeared. Swakarnika, from the seed. Vatavat, like the great banyan tree. Mahaabjam, the great lotus of the worlds, has similarly grown. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The cosmic manifestation, the material world, is also your body. This total lump of matter is agitated by your potent energy known as Kala Shakti, and thus the three modes of material nature are manifested. You awaken from the bed of Shesha Ananta, and from your navel a small transcendental seed is generated. It is from this seed that lotus flower of the gigantic universe is manifested, exactly as a banyan tree grows from a small seed. Purport. The three different forms of Mahavishnu, namely Karanodaksai Vishnu, Garbhodaksai Vishnu and Kshirodaksai Vishnu, who are the origin of creation and maintenance, are gradually being described. From Mahavishnu, Garbhodaksai Vishnu is generated, and from Garbhodaksai Vishnu, Kshirodaksai Vishnu gradually expands. Thus Mahavishnu is the original cause of Garbhodaksai Vishnu, and from Garbhodaksai Vishnu comes the lotus flower from which Lord Brahma is manifested. Thus the original cause of everything is Vishnu, and consequently the cosmic manifestation is not different from Vishnu. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, wherein Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Matta Sarvam Pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. Garbhodaksa Vishnu is an expansion of Karanodaksa Vishnu, who is an expansion of Shankarshana. In this way, Krishna is ultimately the cause of all causes. The conclusion is that both the material world and spiritual world are considered to be the body of the Supreme Lord. We can understand that the material body is caused by the spiritual body and is therefore an expansion of the spiritual body. Thus, when one takes up the spiritual activities, one's entire material body is spiritualized. Similarly, in this material world, when Krishna consciousness movement expands, the entire material world becomes spiritualized. As long as we do not realize this, we live in this material world, but when we are fully Krishna conscious, we live not in material world, but in spiritual world. Om Ajnanatimirindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gauravaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I didn't attend a class for many days, so I was out of station. I hope I am not repeating myself. Right? I don't know whether somebody else also spoke the same thing. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying the Lord Nrisimhadev. The cosmic manifestation, the material world, is also your body. This total lump of matter is agitated by your potent energy known as Kala Shakti, and thus the three modes of material nature are manifested. You awake from the bed of Shesha Ananta, and from your navel a small transcendental seed is generated. It is from this seed that the lotus flower of the gigantic universe is manifested, exactly as a banyan tree grows from a small seed. In Garga Samhita, it is mentioned how the Karana ocean is manifested. As all of you know, this is narrated by Lord Krishna to Srimati Radharani. When Srimati Radharani asked Lord Krishna how Karana ocean and Ganga has manifested like that, so Lord Krishna explained that Brahmaji has 10 mental sons. They are called Manasaputras. One of them was Sri Narad Muni. So Sri Narad Muni is completely mad in love of Krishna. Then he was going around all the way, everywhere, singing the glories of Krishna. One day, Lord Brahma called Narad Muni and told him that you are wandering so much, now you settle down somewhere and produce children to inundate this world. Narad Muni said, I am completely mad in love with Krishna, I don't like to produce any children. Lord Brahma became very angry. Then he cursed Narad Muni to become a Gandharva, because you want to sing all the time. Upabhramana. So then one day he took birth as Gandharva, and then he went with along with some women of Gandharva Loka to Brahma Loka. There, because he was watching the woman, he sang in a wrong raga, apaswar. Because of that, Brahma cursed him that you become a servant of maid servant, son of a maid servant. From there, again he became son of Narad Muni. There, one day, he was visiting Ilavrata Varsha. Ilavrata Varsha. So there, he saw a very beautiful place called Vedanagara. There, he saw so many beautiful palaces, studded with diamonds and jewels and all that. And he saw so many people, and very beautiful people. All their faces, they are like lotus flowers and effulgent. But all their limbs are there very deformed. Somebody is having not having any legs. Somebody is not having hands. Somebody's torso is deformed. Like that, in various forms of deformity, people are seen. Then Narad Muni was surprised. He asked them, who are all of you? You are looking very beautiful with all your faces are like lotus flowers, but lotus faces, but all of you are deformed. What happened? Then they all said, we are actually Vedanagara Vasis, but there is one person called Narad Muni. He is completely mad in love in Krishna, and is all the time he is singing. But he did not know how to sing, what ragas at what time. And without proper notes, without keeping proper time, without keeping proper ragas and proper taal, without having complete knowledge of the instruments, he was singing. We are all personified ragas and raginis. So because of Narad Muni's improper singing, we all became handicapped. So from this we can understand all these ragas and raginis, they are actually persons, and somebody sits here and sings, right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, in the morning time. During Mangala Arati, if somebody sings this raga, the raga Purusha in Vedanagar, he will become deformed. Then he will get punishment. You know that? Huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada said, sing this raga. This is morning raga. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gaurachand bole, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada said this raga. If somebody was singing another raga, Prabhupada would tell him, stop it. Right? Now they think that, you can sing anything. Right? So, like that Purusha Shukla, these prayers also, they have to be chanted, in a particular rhythm. Right? Otherwise, we are committing offense. Then, there are different notes, different melodies, different ragas, and different instruments, everything. Like that. Narad Muni felt very ashamed and he felt very shy. Then he paid obeisance to them. Then he said, where to learn all these things? Where to learn how to sing properly, in what time, what raga? Like that. Then Narad Muni said, they said, Saraswati Devi, the very dear consort of Lord Vishnu, she is the in charge of this music department. You approach her. Then Narad Muni, we went to Himalayas. Then he did tapasya, great tapasya, for 1,000 years. He did tapasya. Then Saraswati Devi, she appeared before him. Then she asked him, what do you want? Then Narad Muni praised her a lot. And then she gave him a benediction. Then she taught him all the different ragas. 560 million ragas and raginis, notes, so many, and then different various types of instruments, and how they play, her knowledge of how to play the instruments, everything she taught Narad Muni. And then she gave him a veena called Devadatta. Devadatta veena. And so, taking that Devadatta veena, now, Narad Muni, Bajai veena, Radhika Raman Bole, right? Then he started again singing the glories of Radha and Krishna, Radhika Raman, and then going all around. Then he went to Gandharva Loka, then he adopted one Gandharva, Tumburu, as his disciple. Then he taught him everything. Then both of them, they became very great singers, and they wanted to sing in praise of Lord Krishna in front of somebody who is interested. Then he went to Indraloka, they went to Indraloka, they went to Brahmaloka, they went to Shivaloka, they went to Vaikuntha. Nobody was interested to hear the singing of Narad Muni because they are all busy in their own pastimes. Then where to go? Then somebody suggested, you go to Golok Vrindavan. You go to Golok Vrindavan. And then Narad Muni and Tumburu, they went to Golok Vrindavan. There they saw very beautiful planet, the supreme abode of Lord Krishna, Golok Vrindavan. They saw beautiful buildings, palaces, and very nice lotus, reservoirs full of lotus flowers booming. And the bees are humming. And the forest is very beautiful forest. And they saw Govardhan. Then they were going all around. And then they saw very beautiful looking girls. They are called gopis. They saw. And then the gopis, they came and asked Narad Muni, who are you? Why did you come here? What is the purpose of your coming here? Then the Narad Muni said, we want to have darshan of Radha and Krishna and sing for the pleasure, their pleasure. Like that. So there they took them to, where Radha and Krishna, they were sitting on a jeweled throne you know, and then they are being served by millions of gopis all around, and they are also, you know, like if you see all the entire music, this you know, Sangeet Kala, it is meant for glorification of Radha and Krishna. You know, that all the music, all this veena, sitar, and everything is meant for glorification, not for singing for ourselves, right? And all of them, they are serving them very nicely. And Krishna looked at Narada Muni and smiled and asked, "My dear Narada, what do you want to? What is the purpose of your visit?" Then Narada Muni said, "My dear Radha and Krishna, we want to sing for the pleasure of you, your wonderful yourself, like that." Then Narada Muni, along with the Tumburu, they started singing various ragas and raginis and various tunes and you know, singing and playing that Devadatta Veena and all that. So in great love of Krishna. So then when Krishna was hearing the beautiful songs of Narada Muni, then you know once what happened, there is one great music singer, Tansen, right? When Tansen was singing, the stones have melted, right? There is one raga, when he would sing that raga, Malkus raga, it would rain, like that. So like that, when Narada Muni was singing, Krishna became so ecstatic, you know, so he became so ecstatic that Krishna melted into a water, right? And that water is called Karanavasha, Karanajal. And then when Krishna, when he appeared as Narada Muni, Vaman Dev, he pierced with his one leg, he pierced the universal shell. That time, this Karanajal only came, that is only one drop, you know. The entire Ganga we see is only a one drop of that Karana ocean. No, it is inundating our entire this universe, this particular universe. So Krishna says that the same Ganga is known as Mandakini in the heavenly planets. In the middle planets, she is known as Bhagirathi. Then in the lower planets, she is known as Bhogavati. This water is actually, you know, intensified love of, you know, love of Radha and Krishna. You know, when they heard the songs of their glorification, that's why this Karanajal is a spiritual water. And then a Ganga is one drop of that causal ocean. So that is, Ganga is actually spiritual water. You know, that is why Lord Krishna says in Garga Samhita that if anybody traverses 16,000 miles of entire Ganga, saying Ganga, 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 you know, then they will become completely purified. All their sins will be vanquished. Then they will be transferred to Vaikuntha Loka. If somebody just says Ganga, Ganga, you know, somebody says Ganga, Ganga, like that, you know, then their 100 lifetimes sins become vanquished. And if somebody says Ganga, Ganga and goes to Badrinath or Gangotri, you know, they see really Ganga in Haridwar, they just see Ganga, 200 lifetimes sins become vanquished. And somebody says Ganga, Ganga and takes bath in Ganga, either in Haridwar or Gangotri or Alkananda, you know, then 1,000 lifetimes their sins become vanquished, right? And somebody says Ganga, Ganga, that is why when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was after sannyas, when he was going to Vrindavan, then after for 3 days and 3 nights he is not conscious. Then suddenly he realized, I have not heard anybody chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then he said, if I cannot hear chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there is no use keeping this body and life together. I will give up my body. As soon as he told that, when he went a little further, he heard some covered boys chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So then the Mahaprabhu became very blissful. Then he embraced those boys and he asked, my dear boys, is Ganga nearby? He asked, is Ganga nearby? Yeah, just a few miles away, Ganga is there. Then he embraced, that is why you are chanting Hare Krishna. Then he immediately ran to Ganga. Then he said, anybody who lives near to your Ganga, you know, he composed many prayers in glorification of Ganga. You know, glorification of Ganga. Then the Ganga became very ashamed. My dear Lord, I am actually coming from your lotus feet and you are glorifying me. Like that. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, anybody who lives nearby you, they simply remember Krishna's name, they simply chant Hare Krishna. Even in the fish, all the aquatics that are living in you, in your body, in your waters, they are more fortunate than all these wealthiest people who don't have contact with you. Right? Like that. So this Ganga is actually this Karana Jal only, you know. Like recently we visited Badrinath, we can see very how beautiful Ganga flows. Swarduni Apo, you know, Ganga is making very beautiful sound, you know, when she is flowing, and it is so pleasing to the ears. You know, Swarduni Apo Anusevayam Naha, like it is said that. Gangotri, where Ganga is originating, there actually Bhagirath Maharaj did tapasya. There actually she is known as Bhagirathi. And then from that side only Mandakini river is flowing. And from Badrinath, Ganga, when she fell, you know, she changed and she fell in five different waters, bodies. So from Badrinath, 30 miles up, there is something called Satopanth. From there, Alkananda is flowing. There only, Saraswati is a little bit ahead. She is also originating. Then when Vyasadeva was writing Mahabharata, Ramayana, Vedas and all, she is, if you hear such a beautiful sound she is making. But Vedavyas became very little bit disturbed. Then he said, you are disturbing me while I am writing. So that is why he told her to, you become Antarvahini. So there itself Saraswati mixes with Alkananda. No, that is, so when two rivers they combine, it is called Prayag or Sangam. So then Ganga has many tributaries, like Dauli Ganga, Pindari Ganga. Right? Then when Vishnu Prayaga means when Alkananda is mixed with Dauli Ganga is mixed with Alkananda, that is called Vishnu Prayag. And then if you come down a little bit, there is one more tributary of Ganga, she is called Nandakini. When Nandakini is mixes with Alkananda, that is called Nanda Prayag. Right? And then if you come down a little bit, then Pindari Ganga mixes with Alkananda, then that is called Rudra Prayag. And then Karna Prayag, that is called Karna Prayag. And then if you come down a little bit more, then from this side Mandakini is very beautiful river, very white in color. If you see Alkananda and Mandakini mixing, it's a beautiful sight. Mandakini river is flowing from this side. When Nandakini is mixing with Alkananda, she is called Rudra Prayag. Then in Deva Prayag, then now it became all Ganga, all these Gangas, Pindari Ganga, Nandakini Ganga, they all mixed with Dauli Ganga, they all mixed with Alkananda. Now only Alkananda is flowing, and then from there Bhagirathi is flowing, and then when Bhagirathi and Alkananda they mix, that is called Deva Prayag. And from there, she is called Ganga. Understand? And all this Ganga is actually this Karana ocean only. Karana ocean only. Like that. So from this Karana, on this Karana Jal, in another pastime, it is described that it must have happened in another Kalpa, like the, this is from Brahma Vaivarta Purana, you know. When Radha and Krishna, they are performing very intense loving pastimes in Golok Vrindavan. You know, Srimad Radharani perspired so much in dance, after dancing. And then she was breathing very heavily. So from there, from that perspiration only, you know, Karana Jal. Karana Jal. And then from those breathing only, these five airs were born, which are sustaining the entire world. You know, the world, like Vayu was born from there, and then that Vayu Patni was born from Radharani's left side, and Vayu Patni gave birth to these five years, Vyana, Udana, Apana, all these five years, right? And then which are sustaining our bodies, you know, our bodies, like that. And then from another part of Radharani's body, the personified ocean appeared, Varuna. And there appeared very beautiful, effulgent, golden child appeared. And then Srimati Radharani took that child and kept him on the causal ocean. On the causal ocean. And then from one portion of that boy, that boy lied on the causal ocean for the entire life of Brahma. Entire life of Brahma. Like that, 311 trillion, 40 billion years. And then after that, from one portion of that, from that child, a golden egg or sperm appeared. And from another portion of that child appeared Karana Daksai Vishnu. Now, who is described in this verse? Right? Who is described in this verse? And from that egg only, all these universes, they came. All these universes came. Like that. You understand? And then from that Karana Daksai Vishnu, you know, another Vishnu appeared. He is known as Garbhodaksai Vishnu. So this Karanodaksai Vishnu is the super soul of all the universes. Right? You understand? He is the super soul of all the universes. And this Garbhodaksai Vishnu is the super soul of this universe. From his navel, this lotus flower sprouted. And on the top of that lotus flower, Brahmaji appeared. That's why he is called Swayambhu, because Lord Narayana created Brahma without the help of Lakshmi. And in that stem of that lotus flower, all the 14 planetary systems, they appear. The Garbhodaksai Vishnu, Garbha Ocean, is half of this universe is filled with Garbha Ocean. You understand? He is on the bottom most part of the universe. You understand? Bottom most. So there, Garbha Ocean was created. On that Garbhodaksai Vishnu appeared. He was lying on the Anathasesha bed, and then from his navel, lotus flower appeared, and then on the top of it, Brahmaloka or Brahmaji is there. Within that stem of that lotus flower, all these 14 planetary systems are existing. And then there is one more Vishnu is there, Kshirodaksai Vishnu, who is the super soul in our bodies, who is like that. So in Srila Prabhupada quoted in 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Vishnustu Trini Rupani, anybody who understands Karanadaksai Vishnu, Garbhodaksai Vishnu and Kshirodaksai Vishnu, you know, they are called Purushavataras. Right? They are called Purushavataras. So anybody who understands these Purushavataras, you know, they will attain Vaikuntha. They will attain Vaikuntha. So, Srila Prabhupada, he gave a lecture on this verse. So, he speaks in this regard that from this we can understand that even Arjuna also accepted that, you know, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum. Even Arjuna also accepted that Krishna, God is Purusha, he is a male. Many people, those who study Lalita Bhagavatam, Lalit Bhagavatam or Devi Bhagavatam, they say that, you know, Shakti is a supermost and all that. But Prabhupada condemned that, saying that God is a person, he is a Purusha. Purusha. Then Prabhupada explains, then Bhumirapo Analovayu Kammano Buddhi Revacha Ahankaram Iti Yamme Binna Prakriti Astada. You know, Apareyam Itastva Anyam Prakritim Vidhime Param Jeevabhutam Mahabaho Yayedam Dharite Jagat. So there are two kinds of energies. One is inferior energy, another is superior energy, Prakriti. This eight elements, they are Binna Prakriti. They are separated energy of Krishna, where with which Krishna doesn't have direct contact. But Prabhupada explains that this living entities, we are, even though we are superior energy, but we are energy, Prakriti. Then Prabhupada explains very nicely that there is no question of, we don't advocate in Vedic conception the equality between males and females. Right? There is no question, because Purusha is enjoyer, predominant, and Prakriti is predominated. You can't change. Then, you know, nowadays in ISKCON also, you know, they have this conception, men and women have to be equal. But Prabhupada is condemning this, that, you know, men and women cannot be equal. You know, women, but we are also Prakriti. Prabhupada says in another lecture that in this material world, man and woman both are Prakriti. But the soul, Prakriti, is actually artificially dressing himself as Purusha and trying to enjoy another woman, another soul is dressed as a woman, but she is also trying to behave like a Purusha, trying to enjoy. You know? So two Prakritis enjoying, which is unnatural. Right? It is banned in India. Same-sex marriage is banned. Right? So it is like two souls, one in the male body, so another soul in female body, trying to enjoy, it is artificial, because both are Prakriti and we are supposed to be enjoyed by Purusha, the Supreme Lord Krishna. Is it clear? Right? So if you don't understand this, Prabhupada says, you know, this is rascaldom. You know, we should never try to enjoy in this world, because we are Prakriti. Then we should allow ourselves to be enjoyed by Krishna. Right? Then Prabhupada explains that this knowledge, you know, that but everybody is thinking that I am this body, you know, and nobody is having this knowledge. I am the soul. You know, so this is actually, Prabhupada explains that even Arjuna was thinking like this. That, you know, I belong to Kuru family, you know, I am Kshatriya. You know, if I kill all my relatives and friends, how will I enjoy? Let them enjoy. You know, then Krishna say, Arjuna is saying, you know, Nayasya iti Govindam, you know, Gudakesha Parantapa, right? I will not fight. I will not fight, my dear Krishna, like that he was saying. So Prabhupada explains, then in the end, you know, Krishna asked, you know, have all your doubts been cleared now? You know, if you want to hear again, I will tell. Then Arjuna replied, Nasto Moha Smriti Labda, Tvat Prasadat Maya Achyuta Stitosmi Gata Sandeha Karishye Vachanam Tava Nayosya Iti Govindam Uktva Tushnim Babuvaha. there, you know, Arjuna was saying, I will not fight. I will not fight. And here he is saying, I will do whatever you say. There is a lot of difference between that I and this I. I shall not fight and I shall fight. That I shall not fight, Prabhupada says, it is in bodily concept of life. And this I shall fight, that is in Krishna consciousness. You know, that is in Krishna consciousness. Like that. Here it is also mentioned that Prabhupada mentions that, you know, Sanatana Goswami, when he first approached Lord Chaitanya, first thing he asked was, who am I? You know, what is my duty? Prabhupada says, this basic knowledge people don't have. You know, they are having United Nations of organization, United Nations, and there Prabhupada says they are all fools and rascals because their knowledge is based on I am this body, I am an American, I am this, I am that. Prabhupada says this is madness. Somebody is thinking I am, you know, like that. Another way of this conception of life is these Mayavadis, they think that because I am American, because I am Indian, I must be Prime Minister also. They think, but actually there is a difference between Brahman and Supreme Brahman, Parabrahman. Like that. You know, that is also another rascaldom, Prabhupada says. You know, they may file a defamation case against us by saying that all these fools and rascals, they are shouting in United Nations. Right? But it is a fact. Right? Who am I? Like that. So, Prabhupada explains that you know, this verse now, that actually we must know that I am this, I am not this body, I am the soul. And also, this finger is there, this finger, even though it is differently called finger, it is my body. This head also, it is differently called as hair, but it is my body only. Right? In the same way, each and every particle of this universe is Krishna only. Andantarastha, Paramanu Sayantarastham. Each and every particle like that. You know? So that is why we must have this understanding that, everything belongs to Krishna. That is why this entire universe is also Krishna. Idam hi Vishwam. Right? First canto Bhagavatam. So this universe is also Krishna only, because it is coming. Then in the purport, Prabhupada is saying that this body, you know, this body is coming from the spirit soul. This body is the effect of the spirit soul. Right? So, in the same way, this entire cosmic manifestation is coming from the Supreme Soul. From the Supreme Soul. So, if we spiritualize this body, this material body, then it becomes like a spirit soul. In the same way, the entire world can be spiritualized by this method of Krishna consciousness. You know? Then Prabhupada explains that because this body is effect of the spirit soul and it can be spiritualized, in the same way this entire material cosmic manifestation is actually Krishna. And at least we should understand that it is all Krishna's, everything belongs to Krishna, and including myself, then we should engage in Krishna's service. Right? So that way we can actually get out of this material world. Like another aspect in this verse is time element. Time element, just like there are earth, water, fire, air, ether. There are five gross elements, and there are five subtle elements: smell, touch, seeing, and all this. These are five subtle elements. And there are five knowledge acquiring senses. Right? Eyes, ears, and skin and all that. There are 15. Right? Then another five is working senses. right? They are 20. And then mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. There are 24 elements. Then Prabhupada, Lord Kapila says, 25th element is time factor. So these are all these elements are called qualified Brahman. And this time factor is the one which agitates these elements. Then this entire manifestation takes place. So the effect of the Supreme Personality Godhead, you know, the nature of the Supreme is felt in time factor, which causes fear of death in all of us, you know, because of past, present and future. Then Prabhupada again very nicely explains the same point that I already elaborated, that bhayam dvitiya abniveshata syat. So this dvitiya actually is material body. This material body is expansion of the spirit soul. When the soul is absorbed in this dvitiya, he becomes fearful. But when somebody comes to Krishna consciousness and gives up this absorption in this dvitiya and becomes absorbed in Krishna and in himself, then he can give up that fear. But actually, this time factor is the one. You know, in the beginning, it is pradhana, unmanifest. You know, there is no, you know, like Rasajbu gives this example that suppose, you know, I want to drive a motorbike, right? But I cannot manufacture. You know, I cannot manufacture. I am very small. But Bajajwala, he makes all the arrangements and manufactures, you know, motorbike. I can drive that motorbike. Right? In the same way, the spirit soul is so small. He's so small that we cannot actually manipulate this matter, which is in undifferentiated form. You know, without the manifestation of three modes of nature and all these 24 elements. But when the time factor, who is the Supreme Personality God himself, you know, agitates this pradhana, then it becomes differentiated into different three modes of nature and all these 24 elements. Then the spirit soul can actually manipulate matter and manufacture all these things. So this time element is mentioned here is the cause of all this creation. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Himself. Like that Prabhupada says that by keeping all this in our mind, you know, we should actually spiritualize our body by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And understanding that Gopi Bhartuhu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. This is what Lord Chaitanya taught Sanatana Goswami, that the Jivera Swarupahai Krishna Nitya Das. You know, so by engaging ourselves in Krishna's service, not in our own sense gratification, we can spiritualize our life and then we can spiritualize the whole world. Right? Prabhupada says one person is enough, one pure devotee is enough to change the world. Right? Dhruva Maharaj, he was doing tapasya, he stopped his breathing, then entire world became breathless. Right? Prabhupada writes, in the same way, one pure devotee of the Lord, just like Dhruva Maharaj could affect the whole world, one pure devotee of the Lord could affect the whole universe. He can change the whole world like Prabhupada did. Right? So Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada, when will Krishna give this world to us? Prabhupada said, Krishna can give this world in 18 days. But the problem is what you will do with it. Right? If you are qualified, Krishna will give the entire world in 18 days. Like that. Right? So like that, we should engage ourselves. We should understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna and engage ourselves in Krishna's service all the time. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions, comments?
Prahlad Maharaj devotional service standard, can we achieve such a standard?
No. Prabhupada said, Prahlad Maharaj's smarana is so deep that even a fraction of a second also he was thinking about Krishna. And then Prabhupada clarified categorically that none of us can achieve that standard of Prahlad Maharaj's devotion service.
Then in the Golok Vrindavan, there will be also Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari and Kanishtha Adhikari. Because we are in Golok Vrindavan, there will be three categories of devotees, Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari and Kanishtha Adhikari. All the Mahajana like people, they will Uttam Adhikari and we will be Kanishtha Adhikari there. Is it like that then?
In Golok Vrindavan, where do you got this knowledge? Golok Vrindavan, there is no difference. Only in material world we have Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari. And then I am not even Kanishtha Adhikari, I am Kanishtha. You know, Kanishtha Adhikari is a very high standard. Right? So I am not even Kanishtha Adhikari, I am a Kanishtha. You know, very low class devotee. Like that. So to become a Kanishtha Adhikari devotee, you have to be a pure devotee. You understand? That is why Prabhupada said even a Kanishtha, many people think that you and I can become Guru. When Prabhupada said Nectar of Instruction, even Kanishtha Adhikari can become the standard is only a pure devotee can become Guru. So people are thinking even Kanishtha Adhikari can become a devotee. That means I am Kanishtha Adhikari, so I can become Guru. They think like that, but actually it is not. One who is liberated, but who is a Kanishtha Adhikari, in that standard, in that category, one can become a guru. So, becoming a Kanishtha Adhikari, you have to be a liberated soul. You understand? So, Sukadeva Goswami, Prahlad Maharaj, Prabhupada writes in Bhakti Rasama Sindhu that they are all Kanishtha Adhikaris. So, Sukadeva Goswami and Prahlad Maharaj, they are Kanishtha Adhikaris. Then what we are? Right? That is only in this material world. In the spiritual world, all these Kanishtha, you know, there is no category like that. Uttama Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari. They are all so Paramahamsas.
Somebody performs bhakti for say 1 lakh year, and some go to Golok by just 10 years in Prabhupada's mercy. So that they won't have any comparison that, I came here after performing 1 lakh of years of service, and you just 10 years you are here. That won't appear in their mind.
How do we know, you know?
Jaidev Prabhu, Prabhupada said that he must have gone to Golok. It was hardly 10 years of devotional service.
We don't know last life how many years he performed. Right?
Yeah, right. That is possible. Hare Krishna.
Any comment? Baldev. Yeah. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. गोलोक में भी बहुत सारे जो पांच प्रकार के रस हैं, उसमें भी जो गोलोक वृंदावन है मुख्य जहां पर राधा कृष्ण रहते हैं, पहली बात तो जहां पर उसको कहते हैं निभृत निकुंज, और जो निभृत निकुंज है वहां पर कोई भी व्यक्ति चाहे जितनी अच्छी भक्ति करे वहां जा नहीं सकता है। उसके नीचे होता है निकुंज, वहां पर ललिता विशाखा आदियों का है, वहां पर भी नहीं जा सकता कोई भी व्यक्ति। उसके नीचे होता है कुंज, जहां पर तीन प्रकार के जो माधुर्य रस के भक्त होते हैं, साधारणी रति भक्त, समंजसा रति भक्त और मुख्या रति। तो उसमें से साधारणी रति का भक्त भी वहां पर नहीं जा सकता है। जैसे क्या नाम था ये कुब्जा सैरंध्री, जिनको आत्म सुख भगवान से डायरेक्ट चाहिए, अपने इंद्रियों का सुख भगवान श्री कृष्ण से डायरेक्ट चाहिए, संसार का नहीं। श्री कृष्ण से जो संसार नहीं चाहता, श्री कृष्ण से साक्षात रूप से इंद्रिय सुख चाहता है, वो साधारणी रति का माधुर्य वाला भक्त होता है, वो भी वहां नहीं जा सकता गोलोक वृंदावन में जो कुंज है। निकुंज और निभित निकुंज तो अलग की बात है, साधारणी रति का जो माधुर्य वाले भक्त होते हैं जैसे लक्ष्मी आदि समंजसा रति, वो 50-50 है, आधा अपना सुख भी चाहती है और कृष्ण भी सुखी बने ऐसी इच्छा भी रहती है। जैसे आप लोगों को कथा पता है कि जब श्री कृष्ण शिरोवेदना के कारण से जब धूल मंगाया भक्तों की तो किसी ने नहीं दिया, जितने द्वारकावासी थे किसी ने भी नहीं दिया, लेकिन गोपियों ने दिया। क्यों? क्योंकि वहां पर आत्म सुख की किंचित मात्र भी इच्छा नहीं रहती है, हम भले नरक चले जाएं लेकिन हमारे श्याम सुंदर सुखी रहें ऐसी भावना है। लक्ष्मी में भी आधी आधी भावना, इसलिए वो भी वहां पर नहीं जा सकती। इसलिए जो मुख्य रति वाले भक्त होते हैं वो वहां पर जा सकते हैं, लेकिन जब उसकी आराधना करेंगे उस प्रकार से तब, अन्यथा जैसे प्रहलाद महाराज हैं, नरसिंह भगवान जितने वैकुंठ वाले हैं, सब वैकुंठ के ऐश्वर्य प्रधान भक्त हैं सब, इनमें माधुर्य है क्योंकि माधुर्य सब में है, थोड़ा थोड़ा दास में भी है, सख्य में भी है, वात्सल्य में भी है, लेकिन जो प्योर माधुर्य है वो केवल गोलोक में है। मथुरा में, द्वारका में, वैकुंठ में, इनमें मिक्स होता है, ऐश्वर्य प्रधान भक्त होते हैं। इसलिए जब इसलिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु बोलते गोपिर भर्तु पद कमलयो दास दासानुदास, तुलसी महारानी की प्रतिदिन प्रार्थना करते हैं कि सखीर अनुगत कर। क्यों? क्योंकि वो भाव अलग है, वो माधुर्य का भाव के लिए आपको माधुर्य की उपासना करनी ही पड़ेगी, तब जाकर के उसकी प्राप्ति होगी। अभी कोई व्यक्ति है गणित का सवाल करता है, 2+2 4 होता है लेकिन 2+2 3 कर देगा तो गणित सॉल्व गड़बड़ हो जाएगा सब आगे का। इसीलिए आगे की स्थिति समझ करके ये सब आनंद के स्तर है, कौन सा वाला श्री कृष्ण आपको चाहिए, वैकुंठ वाला चाहिए, द्वारका वाला चाहिए, मथुरा वाला चाहिए, कुंज वाला चाहिए, निकुंज वाला चाहिए, निभित निकुंज वाला चाहिए, तो निभित निकुंज और निकुंज तो मिल ही नहीं सकता किसी को भी, चाहे जितनी अच्छी भक्ति कर ले वो प्राप्त नहीं हो, केवल श्रीमती राधा रानी, क्योंकि सब उसके अंडर में है। इसीलिए वो गोलोक की स्थिति ऐसी है। तो गोलोक में जाने के लिए पहले ऐसे भक्तों का संग चाहिए जो उस स्थिति पर हैं। इसलिए जो प्रभुपाद ने जो आइडिया बताया है, यदि इसी का पालन करते करते जिस दिन अंतःकरण शुद्ध हो जाएगा उसके बाद धीरे धीरे प्रोग्रेस होगी आगे की ओर, उसके पहले आप उसको सोच भी नहीं सकते हैं, क्योंकि वो स्थिति जाने के लिए बहुत आगे जाना पड़ेगा। तो उस स्थिति के लिए अभी विचार करना आवश्यकता नहीं है, अभी केवल इतना विचार करें कि अंतःकरण में जो अनन्यता श्री कृष्ण की सेवा के प्रति हो और निष्कामता संसार के प्रति, बस ये दो चीज बढ़ाना है तब जाकर के वो भाव मिलेगा। वो बहुत मुश्किल कार्य है वो, इसलिए दो चीज बढ़ाना, अभी जो सेवा वर्तमान में प्राप्त है इसके माध्यम से अनन्यता श्री कृष्ण के प्रति, कोई और किसी और व्यक्ति की शरण में नहीं, केवल श्री कृष्ण, बस हम उनके दास हैं, उनकी सेवा करेंगे। आप कितने स्टैंडर्ड में करेंगे आपको सोचना है।
हरे कृष्णा,
हरे कृष्णा।
या
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, बहुत धन्यवाद। तो एक बार प्रभुपाद जी से, प्रभुपाद के क्लास में मैंने सुना था कि इट नॉट पॉसिबल बाय द कंडीशन सोल टू वर्शिप राधा कृष्णा, दे आर वर्शिपिंग लक्ष्मी नारायण। सो प्लीज एक्सप्लेन दिस हाउ।
या भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु में लिखा है, अभी जो राधा कृष्ण वर्शिप हम असली में लक्ष्मी नारायण का पूजा ही करते हैं, जो विधि विधान फॉलो करके, वैदिक भक्ति फॉलो करके जो वर्शिप करते हैं, राधा कृष्ण का डीटी होने के बाद भी एक्चुअली लक्ष्मी नारायण ही स्वीकार करते हैं। लेकिन जब वैदिक भक्ति को क्रॉस करके हम जब रागानुग भक्ति में आएंगे, यू नो स्पॉन्टेनियस डिवोशन सर्विस, तभी वो राधा कृष्ण वर्शिप हो सकता है। समझ में?
और एक जिज्ञासा, जो जैसे स्पिरिचुअल स्काई में जब कोई कृष्ण भावना सोल जाता है तो उनके साथ में परमात्मा भी जाते हैं क्या?
स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड में परमात्मा नहीं है,
तो इनके साथ जो परमात्मा है वो फिर
सिर्फ एक क्रिएशन के लिए परमात्मा आते हैं, स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड में परमात्मा नहीं है।
धन्यवाद।
टाइम एलिमेंट भी नहीं है, जो टाइम एलिमेंट जो डिस्ट्रक्टिव है इधर, भूत वर्तमान और भविष्य का होता है ना, वो चेंज, वो इफेक्ट उधर नहीं। लेकिन वो टाइम एलिमेंट इसके लिए कि राधा कृष्णा लीला के लिए दिन रात ऐसा यू नो पूर्णिमा ऐसा होता है, लेकिन सिर्फ राधा कृष्ण पास टेंस के लिए, नहीं तो टाइम एलिमेंट स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड नहीं है और परमात्मा भी नहीं है स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड में। ओके, रंध्रा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय।